Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Shaq Trender Fest.
Hey.
Courtesy of the feed man.
Yeah, on Discord. Shout out Shaqtoberfest, Shaq Trender Fest.
The NBA is back. I mean, this is not one of the trends, but I was watching some Pelicans last night. It was the first preseason action I watched, and Zion. I'll just give the listeners advance warning to go ahead and Google Zion Williamson now, because it's going to be a big part of everything that I'm thinking about for the next 12 months. He looks awesome.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm Jack. That over there is Miles.
Yeah.
And these are some of the things that are trending. First of all, a big thing that is trending in our world, the Next Up applications are open until October 14th.
Yes, yes.
Extended.
Yeah. So. And if you can check my bio or just all of our accounts where we've got links flying around, or go to bit.ly/iHeartNextUp, IHEARTNEXTUP.
Yeah.
Thank you. Shout out to Becca for making that bit.ly link, because earlier I was having to say something with about 700 characters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please apply. We've already had almost 200 people apply. The more, the merrier, because we love to see all the talents that you have and the emerging talent out there. So please, please, if you have even an inkling to want to get involved and you have a voice and an opinion and a story or a perspective that you feel needs to be shared, please apply, because I'm sure everybody in the Next Up initiative will love to see that application.
Yeah. Super producer Becca, who we met through the Next Up initiative in the first place, was not one of the official candidates, but that's how we got to know her. So it's a great program. There's been a lot of great applications already. There's still time.
Yeah. 9 days.
All right. TikTok. Let's talk the right stuff.
All right.
not the New Kids on the Block.
Did I date myself?
I was gonna talk about the Tom Wolfe book, or the movie with Ed Harris. In fact, it is the name of a new dating app from Peter Thiel.
We were talking about that.
That is only for conservatives. Oh, did you guys talk about that last week when I was out?
No, I mean, like, it may have been one of the times because this is just part and parcel of the never-ending stream of, like, fuck me, I'm a racist apps that come out. Right. And they always end the same way, which is they start off a lot of fanfare. They use a lot of fake pictures of women to bait men onto the site. It ends up collapsing under its own horniness and patheticness. Yeah. But I haven't, I just think the last thing I heard was that men were upset about the right stuff.
Yeah. So some early reviews are in, and it's unclear if this is a function of their not being able to block people who aren't conservatives from joining and then writing reviews. Or if it's a function of the reality of the app. But a lot of the reviews are like, wait, how come no women here on this app? It's all
no
just
woman
men.
On app.
No woman on app, as the great song says.
No woman on app.
It does make a certain sense that there would be no women on an app.
I mean, given the state of conservative ideology.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine that's a relationship you'd want to be involved in where someone is leading with, you don't have body autonomy. Now, with that said, would you like to go on a date?
We can agree on that.
You have no body autonomy. Would you like to be in a romantic situation with me? Go.
Yeah. And also there are entire, like, large businesses that have been built off this model, namely Ashley Madison. It was, you know, that was a dating site for many years that was like, oh my gosh, there's a dating app where everybody's like cheating on their spouses. It's wild. And then like years later, it came out. People were like, yeah, we looked at this because they had a big data breach and it's all men and then bots pretending to be women. The whole thing is just a shell game. So,
well, that would sum up a lot of stuff going on that side of the aisle. So. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I can't say that maybe this is, we're seeing natural selection take place in slow motion via this dating app where, you know, restrictive ideologies might not be the key to a, you know, bountiful life filled with love and companionship.
Mm-hmm. Stolen Valor is another thing that's trending. Keeps coming up, keeps jumping up and biting them in the ass.
Republicans.
Another problem Republicans are having.
They cannot stop pretending they're like combat Rambo. This dude who's running in Minnesota's 2nd District, Tyler Kistner, he basically, let me just play this. I think this one has his combat experience. Hold on. Okay. This is an ad from September 16th of this year. This is his campaign. And just listen to what he's saying.
My dad dug ditches. My mom worked 2 jobs, and I joined the Marines.
Okay. Hell yeah.
And there you learn pretty quickly what's working, and you
got
fix
cool
what's
pictures.
Not. Our country's suddenly not working since Angie Craig and Joe Biden took over. No offense, but now we've tried it their way. My wife.
Anyway, goes on. He said repeatedly, he's like, I'm in the Marines. I've seen combat. I went on, been on 4 deployments. And according to this group of like progressive veterans who look into this stuff, they were just like, oh, yeah, we're looking at this. And what the things that we can say is that you did 4 overseas tours, but not 4 combat deployments. You got probably fucked up in Yokosuka, Japan a couple times, made your way into Roppongi, as all the, you know, armed forces dudes in America that are in Tokyo ending up at. So yeah, that may have been what it was. But even in his 2020 campaign, because it's a rematch against this woman, Angie Craig, he said he, quote, put his enemy 6 feet under and has been, quote, on the wrong end of a loaded weapon. I've been in fights. I've been in combat. I know exactly what it's going to take.
Okay.
So
yeah, I mean, he seems to be foreground in that he's, I was in the Marines. I know what works and what doesn't.
Hey, your bills are too high. Let me tell you what my skills are. I killed a fucking guy, huh? Right. Get me in there, folks.
Get me in there.
I mean,
kill
I get
inflation.
It. Like, It's just like this simple, the same shit where it's basically, you know, I get it. Like it's this, what's funny is the old GOP used to give a fuck about veterans.
Right.
It, like in a very ceremonial way, not like in a tangible support way, because the VA is a mess. But like now, because of Trump too, talking shit about like, you know, fucking Gold Star families and all this other things, like it just got, I don't know if it just hits the same anymore, because like in one breath, a Republican will be like, thank you for your service, or be like, but you're a fucking commie because you asked for better medical care when you got back.
Yeah. I like the guys that don't get captured. That's their new God. So how do they square that with? Yeah. I guess they have to lie and be like, I'm kind of, have you seen Rambo? Yeah, basically that. So no big deal.
Right. Exactly.
Brad Pitt is trending for horrifying reasons. The, abuse allegations against him from that flight. Like there was always talk of like a flight that ended his marriage to Angelina Jolie and sent him into rehab, and the details are emerging and they're just deeply fucked up and involve, you know, child abuse and, you know, dumping drinks on all the members of his family, and just glad they got out of there safely. Wild that they've been able to keep a lid on this for so long, you know?
Yeah. I mean, again, that's like this fucking Hollywood for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you, if like you have a talent, there's a whole, there are many ways to keep lids on things. But yeah, it's fucking grim.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
We're back. And Crocs continue to just be a trend that has broad appeal. I guess they just dropped pizza Crocs with like little topping doodads or whatever those things are that you stick in the holes. Little charm
oh,
things.
Yeah.
Which is the first time I was like,
you don't even know, bro.
I kind of fuck with that. That's kind of cool.
I love Crocs.
Do you?
I love them. Oh yeah. I think if you're like wavy, you know, like me, you probably emphasize your own corporal experience a lot of the time. Like I don't care what shit looks like. What's it feel like?
Because
I don't give a fuck what I look like to somebody. I want to know what the fuck the experience is walking on air or just. I remember I clowned on my dad for wearing Crocs in 2008. Right. But then he's like, wear them, try them. And I wore them and I was like, I had to pretend they sucked. But I was like, shit, these are fucking comfortable as shit. I was like, yeah, man, these are fucking my feet up, bro. I can't do it. And now loving the fuck out of Crocs. Yeah, like it was one of those things where you're like, God, the Clippers are going to be good this year. What'd I say? I don't know. Take me to the hospital. I'm unwell. But yeah, like Crocs are becoming so big. Dude, the fucking Lightning McQueen Crocs from the movie Cars, if you remember. Cars. Lightning McQueen.
Cars
those are like.
Cars 2 and Cars 3. Yeah.
Do you remember in, what is it? Flight of the Conchords when the Prime Minister comes from New Zealand to visit them?
No.
He's so obsessed with the ending of Cars. That's what he keeps saying. He's like, Murray. Find out what happened at the end of Cars. Does the boy car end up with the girl car at the end? I fell asleep. And he keeps talking about Cars. Anyway, those Crocs are fucking super hypey right now. There's so many hype Crocs too, like Salehe Bembury ones, the ones I got. Yeah, you know, but got them.
The ones I got. Quit. Just the ones I got. Brief mention.
Quote, because maybe they're pirated, but look, we don't have to get into my consumption habits. All I got to say is, pizza Crocs. I can see how those are going to fucking hit.
I can also see how Crocs are like a great shoe to form the foundation for the, you know, rep revolution that's coming where, you know, replicas are just as good as the real thing. They look exactly like the real thing. They cost way less. And Crocs of all the shoes, they're just made of one fabric that you can 3D print them essentially.
One material. Right. If you have like the CAD design or whatever thing you need to feed the machines to like mass produce it, it's a wrap. And I think that's why you see a lot of replica repped Crocs out there too, or like a lot of Yeezy foam runners, like anything that's like a one piece thing. People are making replicas very convincingly. But again, I think it's just a weird thing. Even talking about replicas, it's all just about this weird reckoning with consumer culture that people have where it's like, I like the thing. I don't agree with what it costs because that's stupid. And I don't care enough to say I have the real thing.
Right.
Versus I have the thing that to you looks like the thing you paid fucking $2,000 for. And I paid $40.
I also feel like they've gotten cooler looking. This is what I'm trying to figure out from my perspective.
Right.
Have I just been worn down? Have they been cool for long enough that I've seen them on enough people, like with enough cool outfits that I'm just like,
yes.
All right, I'm on board. I've been worn down and I think Crocs are cool now when at first I thought. Or is it that they got cooler looking?
No, they've always been the same. Like the Croc, clog that you see, that's been standard forever. And I think what you're talking about is, you've been slow boiled like the frog in the pot of water.
Yeah.
Where over time shoes have become chunkier and chunkier.
Yes.
So
that's right.
Especially now because we're in the chunky shoe era, these don't look like so far off as they used to. Because before the only thing we could compare them to were like Birkenstock clogs, and that was for a very specific like crunchy type of person.
I guess I still don't like the rounded toe ones, but there are some that are. Not quite as clunky, don't look quite as much like clogs that I like.
I just like to see you like rocking a really narrow-toed Croc. You're like, ah, oh, this is good. Like a pointy
stuff.
Like a wingtip dress shoe.
I like to wear that. I'm like a, you know, I like to wear my Crocs a couple sizes too small and just really, you know, have them so you can see the toenails outline cutting of through my toes.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
I think I might fuck with Crocs. I'm still not there on Tevas, though. Tevas still seem whack to me.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, Tevas, look, they're back. But the thing is,
Tevas are definitely
back. I couldn't afford Tevas, so I was like, well, I'll rock the Target version. So then now I'm looking at Tevas, and I'm like, nah, I'm good. Like, if I'm going to wear sandals, like, now I wear, like, those big-ass chunky, like, pillow slides, cloud slides, or whatever everybody's wearing. That's, like, $3.
Furries are trending. I'm assuming this has to do with
just more ignorant conservatives. Yeah, rampant transphobia, this time from Colorado's gubernatorial nominee on the right, who's, you know, again, this take will not go away. This woman, Heidi Ganahl, who's running in Colorado, this take of, like, you know, there's for these kids who identify as animals and they're asking to use litter boxes. And then that they're also furries and conflating all this dumb nonsense with just basic homophobia. And she was asked in an interview because they're like, hey, you sure you want to keep talking about this? Like, the journalist is like, do you care to explain, like, this take? And she just doubles down. I'll play this for you. This is from KDVR. Shout out Denver.
Earlier this week on talk radio, it was, have you heard about this story? Kids identifying as cats. It sounds absolutely ridiculous. It's happening all over Colorado, and schools are tolerating it. Where are you getting that, and do you believe that's true?
Well, I'm out on the campaign trail talking to parents every day, and this is this really weird phenomenon that's happening in middle schools and high schools.
It's not.
It's been going on for a couple of years. It's called
furries. It hasn't.
And kids
has been happy.
Furries is different.
Really tough time, and they're struggling. So I have a lot of compassion for kids that are having, you know, difficulty right now. But schools tolerating kids dressing up as cats is not appropriate.
Have you seen any specific examples of this, though, or not?
Right.
Many, many. And we have all the parents across the Denver metro area, at least, sending emails and examples to the reporter who wrote that story and the other reporters who are interested.
That's just all nonsense. There's
not
no
true.
No nothing. Yeah. Like, again, this is all because of just the fucking weaponized fear of anything that is not cishet Christianity. They're trying to just do the dumbest shit of being like, yeah, they're child furries who want to use a litter box in the classroom. And that's what we got to get a handle on. Don't focus on the rampant inequality. Focus on this bizarre shit I'm saying.
Weaponized homophobia and weaponized tech illiteracy and social media illiteracy, where they 100%. Are still, their brain was formed, like my brain was formed when Tevas weren't cool. Can't adapt to the new way. I will eventually. I'll be rocking Tevas soon enough with, you know, some brown weird socks or something. But, you know, their brain was formed at a time when the news was fed to you and, you know, whatever shows up on Facebook hits their brain like it's on the cover
and whisper networks.
The New York Times. Yeah, Whisper Network.
Like, truly, so, like, that's how they're like, oh, did you hear? Oh, no. Yeah. Really? Well, I go to church with them, so I believe
many examples.
Many examples.
And then she pulled Miles. Receipts on that, or no?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, Miles. I saw a guy, he smoked a blunt, and he went blind immediately. And I know you don't want that, kid. So you better, really? You've seen that before? Yeah. Kid from last year happened too.
Miles, like, many times I've seen it. Oh, okay.
It's just like, this is like constantly happening. And it's just such a fucking, it's just so, I don't know. It's like disheartening. But then I'm like, this is the best they can do. But it's also just so fucked up.
I feel like they would be happier if they weren't allowed to use Facebook and the world would be in a better place. But I don't know. All right. I did promise the end of last week that we would get to Hocus Pocus 2, came out. Hocus Pocus sequel is not getting great reviews. It's not getting terrible reviews. The first one got very bad reviews, but it was trending, continues to trend near the top of like the what people are streaming app.
Oh, the Metacritic score went down.
Yeah. You've been tracking that kind of nervously.
I mean, I was like, do I watch it? Do I not watch it? Do I, you know, you know how sensitive I am with Kathy Najimy's legacy. So I was like, please let this be good. Please let this be good. I watched it over the weekend. It didn't anger me.
That's good.
So
you liked the first one?
I watched it for the first time actually like 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. This was a generation gap where were. Okay.
No, well, I admit. Okay. So, of obviously like the elder millennial people definitely fucked with Hocus Pocus. But at the time, I told you this is like a theme I've brought up. I was really cynical with like my media diet. So if shit was on Disney, I'm like, that's fucking garbage.
Right.
Cat, fuck out of here. Right. Put on some, you know, put on Ghost Dog, my man.
And this is a 7-year-old Miles, by the way, that we're talking about.
In 93, I'm 9 years old.
9 years
so
old. Okay.
I'm probably actually obsessed with Jurassic Park at this point, because that's when Jurassic Park came out. And I couldn't talk about anything fucking else except about dinosaurs and begging my parents to buy a Ford Explorer. Which didn't happen.
Because is that because that's what the Wu-Tang Clan drove?
Because that's what they drove in Jurassic Park.
Oh, okay. Got
those
it.
Cars that they go on.
That's
the fucking...
That's why I love the Explorer.
Yeah. Oh, shit. My first memory is that shit on the track, because SUVs really weren't out back then. Like, that was kind of a new thing, like an SUV shaped like an Explorer. And then in my mind, I was like, oh, shit, that shit probably has night vision in the trunk and like a
almost
see-through
definitely.
Roof. Yeah. Yeah, and then I remember I had a homie whose like parents had one. I was like, damn, this is like a regular-ass car. but anyway, so at the time, I did not watch it. And then Her Majesty loved the film. And she's like, you haven't seen Hocus Pocus? I'm like, no, actually. Like, I've seen, like, quarters of it at a time in passing.
Right, right.
But then I sat down, and it's fun. I liked it. It felt whimsical. Hocus Pocus 2, you know, the performances were good. I did have a few chuckles. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But when I was telling Anna, she was like, did they do I Put a Spell on You? And I'm like, no, they don't do it in this one. So, sorry, big, fans.
Real.
Big miss.
Easy bucket. Missed out on. I was at the stage of being cynical. I also had a little sister who's really into the original Hocus Pocus, so I had to watch it multiple times, and I was like, they're making the Salem witch trials real. They're making the
and having fun
the
with
witches
it?
Who got killed, the bad guys in the Salem witch trials. Like, I was at that, like, very early hot take version of...
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Being, like, 12.
That's
and
wrong,
knowing
actually.
A little bit of history.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They don't really... I'm sure they don't steer into that. I don't know that there's a way to correct for it, since the whole universe of the movie is set in Salem and is based on the idea that the Salem witch trials were... There were some real witches there.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, a cautionary tale.
Yeah. There's also some weird stuff with like 12-year-olds and like, isn't there a teenage, like a young boy in the first one and like 15-year-old boy, a writer JM contributed a story about this. Everybody's obsessed with a 15-year-old boy's virginity.
Yeah. Because a virgin had to light the black flame candle to bring them back.
Right. And they play that for laughs, like a 15-year-old boy who's still a virgin.
A virgin?
It's very strange.
Guess he didn't grow up in that one trailer park.
Where
Jack went to as a 9-year-old.
They all made fun of me as a 9-year-old for being
for
a virgin.
Being a virgin. Yeah.
Anyway.
Written by those same people, I think. But yeah, this time it's about 16-year-old virgins.
Okay.
Who are homegirls, but they also fuck with magic on the side, so they're a little bit more equipped to deal with these ladies coming back from the past or whatever. Sam Richardson's in it.
I mean, I saw that and I was like, I'll watch this. I'll watch the hell out of this.
But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm not the most loyal Hocus Pocus fan, so I don't know where to even place my critique or analysis of it. All I will say is I thought the funniest scene, and maybe this is a spoiler, there's a moment where they're all witches, right? So they fly on broomsticks. And Bette Midler, she finds like a Halloween display and just rips like a good looking standard, like old school broom that you see a witch would ride. And she's like, I'm ready to go. What about y'all? And like, they're looking around. They're like, I think you got the last broom. And they got to improvise. So then they do it like a smash cut. You see Bette Midler get on her broom. Then you see Sarah Jessica Parker get on like a wet Swiffer like stick instead of a broom.
I love
it. Kathy Najimy stands on two Roombas.
She's queen. Just
awkwardly flying on two Roombas. I thought that shit was funny. And then the edible hit and I woke up at the credit scene.
I do. I love your appreciation for Kathy Najimy.
Oh my God, you know.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Yes. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot. Don't Do Nothing About White Supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.